later tonight at, I couldn't make it up, at the Sugar Club, in fact, in Dublin, the all-female trad supergroup will kick off their 11-date tour of Ireland. The quartet of musicians comprises Tara Breen on fiddle, Leisha Kelly on harp, Josephine Marsh on accordion, and the voice of singer Nell Ní Chronin. And as they are in session for it, it is that voice of Nell Ní Chronin that will feature in the first piece we're about to hear, Novich Buchalín Jazz Eag Síle.
Na bach bwch lín jas y gysile da bosach si me marar Da varan yn brac yr ydyn des y chynnyn sy ddech o ma Ni hyring le capel na cwyrra ar y gyd bwyn o gael Ach gymar na bwch o marf ni Na hynny'n yn rydd ar fawr Ni fawch yn och ddyr ymsile Mwch yn rhaid yr y crin yw'r mam Ni holwch si loia na di he Misio dy haw ym ar ar Mae'r der si gan oling y dilengs Na ienning dy tis na slach Dysgur gai gyffwr dal y di wing me Ienwch cwrwch dy clin na ban Ta mor gan tash ag ysile Ni rachan si chrir o fa Ta sbron mor ffad y celyn Tal ar ag tal y brec i ysgan ffar Bych yn mele o gen o crin Bych yn mele bwyn o gael O bych yn mele cael men o diarach Ach y fawch ag y cwyr ys Is my rough the hiding air fib dress is granted the rinking grass. Hurring it all in the shield is finding a reach or nash, nor a hooking a while in evening. Acher rocker of she's a mach. Tom of Arga Sokule, she lets me rush her air fad. Gun where has the more now winter, I should can kiss my sad. Post it's a car and reach it. Rakurug she's lem
Novich Buchalín Jazz Eag Síle, performed for us there by Tara Breen on fiddle, Leisha Kelly on Irish harp, Josephine Marsh on accordion, and the singer there was Nell Ní Chronin. A quartet of some of the best known musicians in traditional music brought together by Music Network for a tour that's starting later this evening. In fact, Nell, you tell us a little bit about that, the song that we just heard there, Novich Buchalín Jazz Eag Síle. Doesn't sound as if somebody's been nice there, were they?
Not necessarily. The story behind the song is this man, who's trying to marry this lovely girl called Síle, but Sheila's mother is getting in the way and she's spreading rumours about the man and saying that, you know, that he always goes out drinking and things like that, but she ends up not listening to her mother anyway and they end up getting married and eloping together.
And I suppose Na Bheadh Buachaillí an Jasaigh Síle is kind of a let's hope she doesn't have a nice little boy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it all turns out well in the end because he seems like a nice lad.
Ah, right. And does she have a beautiful little Buachaillí an Jasaigh?
Well, he is the her lovely Buachaillí, you see.
Ah,
her
the husband. Man.
Yes,
ah,
the man.
Right, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I thought it might be a little Buachaillí that was born to her.
Well, maybe that comes later. I don't know. We didn't get to that part of the song.
Well, you're getting married at the end of the tour, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah, well, you might learn all about that.
I might.
you'll hear how the end of the tune works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the end of the song works out after all of that. We'll come back to that little story in a minute. I know that Music Network brought the four of you together. So it must have been, I think it was back in May, was it, Tara, you were brought into a room. How does that start? Is it like a session, like in you know, a classic traditional session, if you like, where you sit down, you may or may not know the players and you just start off. Was that what that first day was like?
Yeah. I think we kind of went about it just trying to play a few tunes together and see what tunes we liked as a group and what songs. Nell came up with loads of lovely songs and we whittled it down to about four or five, and then picking the tunes was good. It was great. Mm. It's all different. Like, I'd have different tunes to Josephine, even though we're both from Clare. We'd have different kind of styles of tunes and trying to put them together and make nice selections out of them. So,
and the mix of instruments is quite interesting here as well. The harp, the accordion, the fiddle, and there's a bit of whistling going on some of the times with you, Nell, I think, as well, isn't there?
Just a small bit, yeah.
You're a bit shy about the whistle playing. Why is that?
I don't know. I suppose I'm just so used to singing that I'd play away in a session fine, but you know, when you're standing in front of a microphone, it's a little bit different.
How does it work in terms of working out arrangements then? Because obviously, probably now you're more used to singing in a Shannon situation where you're unaccompanied.
Yeah.
What changes when you've got the three lads playing behind you?
Well, I suppose I always try to stick to the style I have. I don't try to change the style that I sing in, but I suppose you have to try and think of songs that might maybe lend themselves better to having a musical break in the middle or something with a nice melody. So it was great, working with these mighty musicians here, that we were able to figure out some lovely songs and get some really nice, you still get the feeling behind the songs, I suppose, and the story behind the songs through the music as well, not only through the words, but the music.
And Josephine, part of this tour, part of the process is that you are commissioned to compose, I think, a couple of tunes, or is there one specific tune that you have to compose for the tour period?
I was commissioned to write two pieces, and it was entirely up to myself what I wanted to do, you know. So I like the idea of the O'Carolan tunes, especially when we have the harp. So I kind of styled one of the tunes. I know Carolan's music is nowhere near as good as his, obviously, but
which tune is that? Which is
it's
that?
Speed Oak. Yeah. So it's a Planxty.
Right.
And so the second tune that I wrote was a slip jig, and I call it the Coffee House. And it was after listening to Michael Harding, the writer, one evening. He spoke a lot about the coffee houses in Europe, and there were great places to meet and discuss politics, etc. And I just thought, our band is going to be visiting a lot of coffee houses in this tour. So I said, I'd call it that. So.
And there's a gentleman, and I hope you'll mind sharing with us a little story behind Spit Oak, the song, that tune, Robin.
I suppose about 14 years ago, we had a little boy, but he didn't make it to full term. So we called him Robin. Mm. And I always wanted to write a little tune for him, but nothing seemed to kind of spring to mind, you know. But just the week that I was writing that tune, on three different occasions that week, a little young Robin flew into the house, actually. I thought, that's my cue.
Well,
so
the inspiration came.
Yeah,
you said it was a Planxty. How does that work? What do you mean exactly by a Planxty?
I suppose Lisa's probably more of an authority on Planxty than me.
Well, a Planxty kind of sets itself apart from jigs, normal jigs and reels and slip jigs and other hornpipes and polkas. You can tell it's different. It's more of a piece rather than settling into a jig or a hornpipe.
So it's not necessarily a dance piece. It's more of something just for
it's
listening to.
It's quite stately and proud, kind of, isn't it? Yeah.
What did you tell me a little bit, Leisha, about the Harp Festival in Achill Are you in your second or third year this year?
This is our fourth year this
year.
Well, that's a different hat now. I know that's a different
hat, which we might as well find out a little bit about. Because you all have separate hats
absolutely, yeah. But the Harp Festival is my first time kind of organising and things. So the girls will attest that I'm the bossy one in the group. This is because you have to get stuff done, and we had a short spare time to get everything done for the tour, but that's just from lists and lists and lists trying to organise a festival. But it's an international harp festival. It's harp heavy, but it's not just harp. So you'd have a lot of workshops, like for mixed instruments. And we've generally a lot of pipers, because in Achill there's a great piping tradition, the bagpipe bands. And so we always bring in some great bagpiper from a different tradition. This year we've got Ross Ainsley, who's a mighty piper from Scotland, and we've got a Mexican band this year. They're absolutely amazing.
It was funny, because when I was asking about that day in May when you all came into the room together, I was wondering what kind of dynamic would happen, even who would speak about that, and would a leader come to the fore. So in fact, you were the leader.
I'm not the leader now.
Well, you were the person that came to the front. did you find yourself, is it just something you do in groups, or did you just find it with this group? Sorry, you said it now, aren't you?
I know, I did say it myself, yeah. Sure, I walked into it, yeah. But, I suppose this year now I was working with a local group of teenagers, a group called Sheer, that were in the Sheehan Sagailin competition, and I didn't really want to step in too much because they were doing it themselves, and they were well-able, fantastic musicians there in West Mayo. But I could see they were kind of wasting time rehearsing, you know, and they might, you know, have a big discussion about changing some little aspects, and I'd have to come in and go, lads, we've half an hour, come on, again, you know. And so that part of me came out a bit, maybe.
But I suppose it is the reality, Tara, when there are four of you like this, you know, you're all coming with very specific ideas of your own, and you do need to at some point say, right, that's the tune we're going to do, that's what we're going to play.
Yeah, we'll be humming and hawing for hours on one little specific piece, but at the end of the day, we need a full concert.
Yeah.
And we had to do it in, 3 days? And we never played together, so it was... Yeah. We did need someone to just go, right, that's done, let's move on to the next one.
One other thing I wanted to ask you about was the instruments, because the fiddle, yeah, fair enough. The flute, fair enough. We can see the tradition thing, although I think you have a classical side to the flute playing as well, don't you? That's in there. And then the saxophone. And have you won traditional competitions on saxophone?
I have, yeah. So there's a miscellaneous competition at the FLA, and I think I've listened to the band At The Racket, and is it Seamus O'Donnell?
It is, yeah.
I just loved it. And just one day I said to my dad, I'd love to play that saxophone, just in passing. And then one morning he woke me up and he drove me off to Canberra and we bought a saxophone. I was like, what is this? So I played it, and I think the next year...
Hold on, you just picked it up.
Well,
and
I'm a classical flute player. Well, yeah, that was my first instrument. So there was certain kind of same fingering, and I picked up the lightest reed I could, like, and just to try and make a sound.
Well, I was wondering, it's getting the initial sound is surely the hard bit, isn't it?
It's tricky. Yeah,
but you managed that.
Filling the instrument, I find quite tricky. But I don't play jazz or anything on it. I just play Irish music, just for a bit of crack, really. I'm not.
And do the traditional tunes sit easily on the instrument? You know, obviously the flute and the saxophone, there are similarities in fingering, but they're not exactly the same.
The action is quite slow and that on the sax, but if I play them slow enough, they're grand.
It's good for slow airs, saxophone.
I suppose that's the
Ian Garbarak thing. Didn't he do it's not quite traditional Irish music, but there's that kind of spacious feeling to it. Yeah. Maybe the slow airs would work better on. Are you going to have the saxophone on tour with you on this one? For heaven's sake, why didn't you bring it in to me?
I do the fast ones because it's easier. At the end of the day, they're over quicker.
Now you're going to play me three tunes now, and Josephine, you're going to tell me the names of the three tunes. I think I have them written down anyway, if they've gone clean out of your head. The 9th of July is the first one. Now, where does this one come, or who brought this to the table?
This is just a lovely tune I learned from just his book, Sean Ryan, the fiddle player from Tipperary.
Yeah, and so it's a contemporary tune composed in relatively recent times. The Jug of Punch then, we were kind of talking about this earlier as to whether it's not the song, The Jug of Punch. So has anybody got any idea where that might have come from?
I think I learned it from my dad, I think. Yeah.
So your dad got you the saxophone and taught you to juggle punches.
I know, I'm spoiled.
Important in your life, clearly, your musical life, at any rate. And the last one, Millhouse. Where are we going to find out about this one? Josephine.
It's from the playing of the composition of Liz Carroll from Chicago, the great fiddle player.
All right, so we're going to hear those three tunes now. Tara Breen on fiddle, Leisha Kelly on harp, Josephine Marsh on accordion, Nelny Cronin on voice, and maybe a little bit of whistle in there somewhere as well.
Thank you.
Starbreen on fiddle, Leisha Kelly on Irish harp, Josephine Marsh on accordion, and Nelly Cronin singing for the most part on the upcoming Music Network tour, which is a little bit of whistle there in that medley of tunes. 9th of July, Jug of Punch and Millhouse. The quartet begin their 11-day tour of Ireland at the Sugar Club in Dublin this evening, in 20 minutes' time. In fact, they'll be there. They travel on to Ennis tomorrow. Several dates and venues around all four provinces of the country, and you can get full details on musicnetwork.ie.